Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. The delayed version, 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. And people, I don't know what you're going to expect today. I don't know what this show is going to bring to you. But listen, the phone lines will be open. And Steve's giggling at the text line as we speak. But I don't know about this one. We're flying blind on this one, y'all. No, Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Listen. We're good. I appreciate the text line because I love how angry they get when we're not on. So, like, that makes me feel good. So all the text just loaded because everything just loaded up. And so
were
now.
Were we being missed?
Now we're back. Yeah, we were being missed. So people were excited, man. They were ready to hear what we had to say today, I guess. Apparently, it's people actually like us. So there are people out there that enjoy us, and that's a good thing. So, and we enjoy doing it, and there's plenty to talk about today. So.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, give everybody an explanation. What did you do to the systems?
I called Mother Nature last night. I told her to knock down this tree in the back behind the studio to fall across these power lines. Maybe kick us out till about 10:30, and she came through for me. So well now done. we're at 10:45. We got power back about 10 minutes ago, but it takes a little while for our systems to load back up. So bear with us for a few minutes. We have Pat working on the stream right now. So if you're regularly a stream listener, it's not up right now. And we're working on getting our commercials and stuff like that back up. But gradually, by the end of the show, we'll have everything back up to full capacity.
Okay, people, my posture is not going to be right for probably about 15, 20 minutes of the show.
Well, listen, it's 10:48. We'll go ahead. We'll get through the end of this part of it, and then we'll take our normal top of the hour break.
Not talking anything sports for the next couple of minutes.
Okay, fair enough.
Brian, I don't know if you were watching, but, you know, you were maybe into the computer, right? I swear to God, I saw the most miserable sight that I've seen in the last 6 months. The look on Pat Jagger's face. I was sitting here with Steve, right? And you know, the computer systems are loading up, and, you know, Steve's enjoying his morning Diet Coke and all that, right? I look through this glass, y'all, and I see Patty Ice, a.k.a. Pat Jaggers, come through this door, and he had the most miserable look on his face that I've seen out of a human being in 6 months. Like, that's one of those, like, I really wanted to talk to him and say, listen, dude, I know that you didn't do that on purpose, but if you walk into a room with your significant other with that look on your face, like you're going to have to just like go to the mirror and practice the street term is RBF. Like, you're going to have to train your facial muscles.
Yeah.
To clean up the look on your face.
Because
that was
funny.
And you were looking up.
We both looked at each other. I was like, is he okay?
So yeah, I'm just like, yeah, that won't work. Okay, so Steve, where do you want to start off on this show? Because it's up to you to salvage the show.
Oh man, well, I mean, listen, you know, it's 10:50. Like I said, we'll get through another about 6-7 minutes here, and then we'll go do our top of the hour break. But I mean, what's going to be on the docket today is absolutely Marcus Carr.
I'm proud of you, Steve, okay, for staying here.
Well, I was leaving at 11, so I mean, I'm not a saint. All right?
Because there's like the Brian. Do you remember at Western Kentucky what was the time limit where if your professor didn't show by a certain time,
I'd usually give them about 10 minutes after the time they're supposed to be there. If it was an 11 o'clock class, if they weren't there by 11:10, then you had a free pass to leave.
Was that like the policy?
No, I mean that's just my policy.
The Brian Hall policy.
I can explain to a teacher, hey, look, you weren't here, so that's why I left.
Is anyone familiar with the U of L policy? Like, I think because of the train, I think they had to implement like the teacher couldn't shut the door until like maybe 10, 15 minutes afterwards just in case you got stopped by the train. But you had to wait 15 minutes. You know, if you had a teacher that did attendance or something like that.
For the first week or two of class, we always kind of had a little bit of lenience, too, because when you were a freshman or a sophomore, getting used to walking up the hill at Western Kentucky, yeah, you couldn't always account for how long it was actually going to take.
Jack's got such a better disposition when he walks in a room.
Completely
like
different.
When Jack walks in, you're like, Jack's, he's happy.
He looks happy to be
he
in
looks,
here.
He looks like, you know what? It was a good day. I woke up. I'm living life. I'm doing good. Like, that was very pleasant.
Jack, did you could just nod your head yes or no. Did Patty Ice still have that disgusting look on his face?
Just scowl.
When you seen him?
He says yes. You know, Jack showed up about 5 minutes after the power came back on. He's like, hey, so the power just came back on? He's like, yeah, we've been out for like 2.5 hours, man.
Oh, no, I knew it went out. Yeah. That's why I came in later than normal.
Jack's the blister. He shows up when the work's done.
How much home run derby did you watch?
Absolutely none. I don't. It's a great show so far. Not a second, actually. So that was
fun. I didn't watch any either.
No.
I heard some in the back. Actually, I listened to 93.9.
I was listening.
That was covering. So
I was listening this morning. Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
I heard Drew and them talking about it.
It was on 93.9 last night.
No, I took a look at it. Gosh, man, the last one I probably watched was when Todd Frazier was in it. he was red. He was doing his thing.
I saw the Hamilton one.
Oh, no, I watched that one, but that was – was that after? I think that might have been before, because Hamilton was with
Texas Rangers.
I loved Hamilton, and when we traded him, I was so angry. and now, of course, you know, whatever. But at the time, he was a Red. I loved his story, you know, because I was like, man, dude, this dude lost everything, you know. And if he's had trouble since then, I can't speak to that. But yeah, but it was like, but no, I didn't watch any of that.
Update. I did go into the grocery store, and I went straight into the fruits and vegetables section where I could have a clear pathway to my car, and nobody came taking pictures.
Well, I imagine not. Yeah, they probably shut that one down.
But listen, I did go around and say, listen, you know what I thought of when I did that, Steve?
I'm listening.
Okay, for those, I'm catching everybody up. If you heard the story, guy was taking pictures of my car a couple times. You know, he's.
Do you know what's happening right now?
I'm listening.
I just realized what's happening.
I'm listening.
Jack can't get us on the stream.
Oh my God.
Sorry. He was saying he hoped you didn't realize that.
Oh.
Jack, it just hit my brain.
My
Jack can't get us on the stream.
Elaborate to people who are not understanding exactly what you're saying.
I was just sitting there and it hit me. I'm like, because
if you don't say it, I will.
Oh no, I've said it on this show. Part of Jack's duty as the producer of the take is he has to listen to us and get material. Get our
material.
You know, our slip ups. And our anything that
our opinions.
I'm pretty sure that at any point, if we praise U of L, that has to be taken to be laughed at. You know, if we slip up, you know, that's got whatever. That's funny. That's fair game. I'm okay with that. You know, and this stuff. So Jack has to listen to a full 2 hours of our show. So Jack can't get us on the stream right now. So that's,
maybe y'all shouldn't be too mad because I just flipped the stream from national to you guys.
See, okay. now you can go back to your desk. Look, see? I'm just kidding. Thank you, Jack. I do appreciate it. So Jack.
Isn't there a good show, guys.
Isn't there,
thanks, buddy.
Right.
Jack literally. No, it's not Jack's fault. I mean, it's what he has. It's what he's told he has to do. I mean, Jack wants to keep a job. Like, I like Jack. I don't think Jack hates us.
A transistor radio sitting out on the desk.
So he had to literally come in here and set. To mark our conversations. No, it's, you don't have to apologize. It's not your fault. You've got to look, Jack, you've got to do what you got to do. You're the man. We love Jack. Yeah. No, we love Jack. But that was what was happening right there. He was sitting there marking our sound.
Jack had to come in here, y'all, with his laptop and sit in the producer's booth with Brian Hall. To listen to every single word of what
because
we're saying.
We might say something like, I think Louisville could be pretty good this year.
Or our chances of getting Marcus Carr have, in my mind, improved by the statements coming out of his camp about how hard they're trying to get a visit here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how.
And he has to have that in case Marcus Carr picks Texas. Think about that. That poor guy had to come in here and set to listen to us because he couldn't get us on the stream.
You guys were pumping him up, and he was having a great time back here. And then as soon as you called him out for that, he goes, oh, man, I hope they didn't I was hoping they wouldn't realize why I was in here.
It was right in the middle of Marcus's conversation. I looked over, and I saw Jack, and he had his laptop, and I was like, I know what he's doing. He can't hear us back there. Because I was like, why is he in here? Like, you know, I mean, which I don't care. I like Jack. If he just wanted to come and hang out, you know, whatever. It's cool. He's a good dude. I was like, that's what he's doing.
And here's the thing. I didn't even lose my train of thought, Steve. You know what I was just going to tell you, and I thought about this.
Okay.
When I was sitting in that parking lot, in that vegetable section, waiting, looking at my car, waiting to see that guy start taking pictures of my car, right?
Yeah.
I thought of one Cedric the Entertainer and a delegation comment.
I pray to God that this guy, like, me and the delegation.
Yeah, I was going to say, you feel a connection.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's me. If that was the case, I would have been like, I'm hoping... That he
for people who don't know, it's called the Wish Creed.
Yeah, the wish and hope. Yeah.
Says some people say, well, I hope nobody's in our seat when we get there. I hope things go right.
By the way, to the people who are tuning in now on the stream, you haven't missed anything. So no. we just got on the air about 10 minutes ago. We're kind of cleaning up this first hour, and then we're going to basically do an hour show. We'll go to break here in just a minute. And we'll basically do an hour show when we come back. And
I wish I would see that dude taking pictures of my car.
I get out of my car and I'm like, I hope no one messes with my car today.
I
hope no one does this. Yeah, Brian, do you want to go ahead and do that? Do you want us to take our 11 o'clock break? Now, Texters, again, if you're listening, we've only been on for about 10 minutes. Power went out at the studio. So the stream just came back up. We've just been chatting about nothing sports, nothing U of L related at the moment. But we're going to go ahead and take this break. And when we come back, we'll do an hour show and we'll get to the Marcus Carr, the Scott Satterfield. I know Sam Marcus Williamson. Is wanting to talk about Butch Beard. He's been talking about it all morning.
Cannot wait to talk about the Butch Beard Louisville.
So he's been excited.
Vince Tyree, Neely Bendapudi, Purvis Ellison, Rick Pitino.
I almost couldn't sleep.
Coach Scott, Coach Mack, Coach Crum.
Kenny Payne.
Kenny Payne.
Jerry Eaves. I can't wait. I can't wait, baby.
I was like,
let's go.
I was like, I can't sleep. I can't wait to get to work. So all that we'll discuss in the next hour. I think that's a fair way to do it, to kind of get everybody back on track, and we can get the love out there for our sponsors and stay. But we won't. We don't have to do a crazy long break here.
Yeah. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I go one step further, there has been an acknowledgement that I should have did at the moment I got live on air, but I did not. So I guess I waited for the perfect lunch crowd, the lunch rush, now that everybody is listening. One huge, huge shout out. Dawn Yates, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dawn. Happy birthday, y'all. She is the only functional human being with compassion and caring and the only lady. And she has to put up with Animal House on a daily basis.
She's why I put the seat down here.
Right. Yeah. Right. Just, yeah. She. Yeah. Without her presence in this machine that is ESPN Louisville, it would not survive.
No,
so,
it wouldn't.
Happy birthday, Dawn. It's good to see you. I'm so glad you're back in the studio, in the building.
Yep, thank you
it's
so much.
It's good to see you. Okay, happy birthday,
somebody
Dawn.
Else in the building, too.
Who?
Cooper Hassan has made an appearance.
I did see Cooper in here.
Okay, all right. Good
what are you talking
Cooper.
About? Is he hating on Louisville today?
He's in there talking smack with Drew. I don't know.
That sounds about right.
As long as he ain't hating, it's all good.
Fair enough.
Okay, so, Steve. We can talk about what the people want to talk about. We can talk about what you want to talk about, or we can play the hits. Playing the hits would be more Butch Beer conversation, who joined Bob Valvano. I don't know how much new came out of that kind of conversation. I don't know how much opinion has changed, since yesterday's conversation.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to have? I mean, do people want to hear you say the same thing you said 150 times? I mean, we can, if that's what you want. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, I feel like he's got a few legitimate beefs. I feel like, I hate calling them beefs, but concerns.
Yeah.
I think they're going a absolutely terrible way about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think this has absolutely zero to do with Coach Chris Mack.
Yeah.
And any issues between he and Purvis Ellison, I think, are one-sided for the most part.
Yeah, no. Coach Mack's done everything humanly possible to do this. I don't think that this is an issue of this regime. I think Vince Tyree's done a great job. I mean, Butch Beard himself said that President Bindapudi spoke with him and spoke with Wes Unseld's family.
Immediately.
I don't know what you really want to hear about that.
The fact that I think we fell victim to the trap of making it or even letting it be more conversation than what it really is. Other than a couple people feeling, a certain couple of ways.
Yeah.
And dragging Kenny. The only way it touched basketball is by bringing Kenny Payne's name
up. You kind of dragged Kenny Payne into it and started an argument there about Kenny Payne when it's not really about Kenny Payne. I mean, he's with the Knicks doing pretty well for himself. He'll be a head coach. And I don't know what you really want out of this conversation. at this point. That's full. That's a full cup of extremely hot water.
Yeah, as soon as my lips got a little close to it, I said, yeah, that's probably not the best.
Right, right. So yeah, I think that's kind of my opinion on it. But like I said, I mean, hey, if that's what we want to talk about, I'll talk about it. I mean,
So the phone lines are open for that conversation. I'll do it like that.
That's a good way to do it.
If you have a particular, you know, opinion that you wish to share on the entire thing, feel free to text in about it or call in. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line.
Talk about what people really want to talk about. Marcus.
I mean, why people talk about me all the time. I mean, what are you saying?
CUS.
I meant what I said, Steve.
No, I know.
Okay. I meant what I said when I said the energy from his camp feels like they really want to make this Louisville trip happen.
I think that's the and if you don't
do you know, respect Texas so much that you're not confident that
no,
you make it out of there?
No, it's not that. But I respect, and the reason why this is a conversation is because he's visiting Texas today, and I guess today and maybe tomorrow.
What do you know about Texas campus?
Well, let me start off with this. So for people that don't know, John Rothstein reported yesterday that Marcus Carr is planning on taking a visit to Louisville later this week after his Texas visit, which apparently begins today, I believe.
But isn't it unofficial because we're not in the period of official visits?
I don't think it matters. Mm-hmm. With the Jody Demling broke this down pretty good, and he said that, like, because they're a transfer, so I don't know that there is a
recruiting pair for transfer.
Yeah, so I think that it's but the thing is they can't how do I explain? The only way he could have them on campus for a visit, which makes me think it might be an official type thing, is Louisville had to give up a day of recruiting on the road, which for a guy like Marcus Carr, I think you will do, you know. You give up a period of that of recruiting and say, okay, we're not going to do that because we're going to bring a guy in. So no coaches can be out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the way Louisville got around that. So having him in is massive. Now, here's where we go with this. I think Texas has been in the lead all along. Mm-hmm. There's a connection there between his people in Texas. I don't know who his people is, but there's a connection there. Texas seems to have been kind of the leader. The issue with me is if he's going to commit to Texas, I don't think he's ever going to step foot on this campus. I think he's going to commit to Texas. And that visit to Louisville's not going to happen. He's going to be sold today or tomorrow on Texas. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
If he leaves Texas uncommitted, that means Texas didn't sell him to the point. Like, I think Texas – that's why I'm glad Texas is getting the first visit, because people say, no, I would have rather had the first shot at him. But he's had the connection there enough with Texas that I think he was going to at least see Texas regardless. I don't know that he has that connection with Louisville. I think Texas is going to say, if he leaves Texas, he wasn't fully sold. Now he's getting that visit with Louisville. I think Louisville will land him if they get him on campus.
Okay, what about me saying to you that it's Louisville? You have to take a visit to Louisville, no matter what.
That might be the case. I mean, that might be the case. He might do that.
Like, I owe it to myself. It's still
Louisville.
He might do that.
I just and there's that too. He may visit Texas, not really be sold, come to Louisville and say, I'm sold even less.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible. You know, I mean, I guess we'll see. I just get the vibe from this recruitment that if he's going to go to Texas, he's going to wrap it up while he's in Texas. And it's going to be done. And I think if we get him on campus, I think with Ross McMaines, and by the way, Marcus Carr has 2 years of eligibility, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
See, some people, I think, forget and think he's a grad transfer. Mm-hmm. I kind of fell into that, like, oh, he's a grad transfer. He's not. He's got 2 years of eligibility. So this, I mean, now I don't think he's planning on going somewhere for 2 years.
Right.
He's probably thinking, you know, I imagine his goal is to get to the league. But a guy like Ross McMaines, a guy like, I think, is a big-time sell for him here. Yeah. So
Also, let me ask you this. Big article came out yesterday about how Courtney Ramey and the backcourt is bringing the band back together for a big run.
Mm-hmm.
You think that crossed his path?
Probably. I mean, but again, Marcus Carr, I don't think.
I don't know. Look, normally I say that.
Okay, but I'm listening.
Texas was a nice little team last year.
Sure. They're going to be a good team this year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that backcourt was supposedly the strength of the team last year. Would you agree with that? I mean, they had
Greg Brown and what was the kid? Was it Jericho Sims, maybe? Or no, I don't know.
I thought there was one big guy that was.
Greg Brown was, but then they had the other big guy that ended up, looks like he's going to be a first rounder, too. Like, but yeah, I mean. But to your point, yes, they had they had Ramey. They had the one guard that did leave.
They had three guards and two of them came back.
Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, because the one was a senior, and I don't think he used his extra year of eligibility. I think he went on and got out of there. And then, of course, they brought in two guys. So,
I'm sorry. Did we get busted by Australia?
We did.
I warned everybody, Steve.
Well, if Donovan had played, they'd be 2-0. I'm going to stick to that.
Is this going to turn into Donovan cost us a gold medal? Selfish Donovan.
Yeah. Look, that's who I'm going to blame it on. Say, Donovan, look, this is all your fault. If you had played, you let your country down.
I did not want Donovan on that one.
But, yeah, no, absolutely, though. I think that it's definitely, I mean, when you're talking about Texas, I mean, I think it could play into it. I think he's going to start at Louisville or Texas,
mm-hmm.
wherever he goes. I think same would have been said for Kentucky or Kansas.
Does he feel like more competitions at Texas or Louisville?
Got to be Texas, right? Just because the known commodities.
Versus the unknown.
Now, he may not feel that way when he comes here and sees the team. I don't know. You know, I mean, when you see Jared West and Locke and Ellis, but I think the known commodities of Texas probably backcourt probably feels a little more. I mean, they got three or four transfers, you know, on top of that. So I just think it would be.
I'm interested.
Okay. Fair enough.
Let me get to the phone lines. Jason from Bullet Central, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? I know you guys kind of drifted over to the Olympic side of sports, but I just wanted to say this, man. I think we have a deep team right now, but, I mean, honestly, outside of Malik Williams, I don't think we have a proven star yet. But if we get a guy like Marcus Carr, we go from being probably an ACC championship contender to probably an NCAA championship contender. But I'm really excited for that opportunity, and I hope that he, you know, chooses Louisville over Texas. But I'll hang up, and, you know, I just want to leave y'all with that and go Cards.
Yeah, appreciate it. I agree.
Who would you take, Marcus Carr or Johnny Juzang?
Ooh, that's tough. That's
Johnny
really,
Juzang.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. It's not that easy for me. I mean, I don't think it's
But, you know, with the Johnny Juzang, we're going to say that one game was Johnny Juzang.
Yeah, because, I mean,
career. His tournament run was Johnny Juzang.
I mean, Carr has averaged, I mean, not last year, the year before, he averaged 16 and 7 assists, like, in the Big Ten. Then last year, he averaged 19 and 6. Like, and the Big Ten is by far the best conference last year. And he was by far the best guard. So it's like,
reason I brought that up is, would he be our transfer, Johnny Juzang?
What do you mean?
If Marcus Carr comes here.
No, Johnny Juzang got set on the bench by his previous team. He didn't get to play.
Listen, y'all. If you didn't hear yesterday, go back to yesterday at the 11 o'clock hour when I explained to you line by line why you might be looking at a repeat of Kentucky season of last year. You may be looking because of things like that.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, the thing is with with Carr.
Did he have Johnny Juzang sitting on the bench the whole
time? Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, no, he just plopped him right down there. Just like, here you go, man. With Carr, I agree with Jason. I think Carr makes Louisville like a legit threat nationally to go. Because I and again, now, this is if you believe Louisville is a team that with what they currently have constructed is going to find their way up into the top 25 like I do. I think that what they have constructed now is a pretty good team. It may not be a national championship winning team, but it's a pretty good team that I think will find its way in the top 20.
Okay, we have to play a game, and it comes off of the Marcus Carr conversation. So we can kind of bounce around a little bit. We don't necessarily have to go to the Sam Williamson thing or anything like that.
And Texter, if you're saying DeSumo was, I mean, he was not a point guard. I don't know. You know, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, he's probably the best guard. Overall, yeah, that's fair. But
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
What's up, Amon Rummage?
What's going on?
Feeling good.
Hey, man, I want to be like Steve when I get older and just be traveling all over the world just whenever I get a chance.
Man, going to Orlando next week, man. So,
So here's my thing. First of all, yeah, if we had Juzang, it would be great just to – so we could go in there and beat them with a guy he couldn't even play. That would be awesome.
Oh, if we had Juzang?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Right,
yeah,
right.
It would be awesome just to beat them with him. But my thing about this kid, Carr, now, maybe in Rummage, y'all both visited schools when y'all were in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you almost commit to every school you went to before you left?
No.
No, you could see yourself, like, you picture yourself playing there, but...
Yeah. I had a buddy, everywhere he went, he was like, man, I'm signing. I'm like, come home and make a decision. And that's the thing I think we have going with Carr is he's old enough, right? I don't think he'll have that. And I think Mage is right. He owes himself an opportunity to come and see Louisville. Even though Texas is a great school, I think he'll give us a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Rummage is not right. I hope Maven's right. I'll get off and I'll listen to you guys.
Yeah. No, I get what he's saying too.
Yeah, as far as
like, anytime, but there, I don't know, man. There was a couple. It was like, nah, I'm not going here.
Wait, because it was not good enough.
At Vandy, I was just like, this sucks.
The facilities, I mean, trash.
And the player scared me off. But like the facility,
Tennessee
was
intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah, I walked in and watched their receiver stabbing their hands in salt. I was like, what are they doing? They're toughening up their fingers. I was like, get the freak out of here.
One of those guys at Tennessee, Rashard, I can't think of his last name, he was a 3. And I was like, he's 6'9".
That's massive. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
and they had like full, healthy grown men bodies. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to play.
But Marcus Carr ain't a freshman.
right.
If you'll allow me to use ain't. But, yeah, he's not a high school senior.
He's not
going to
be wowed by the size
of this kid. So it's one of those things where – but, I mean, you could be right, though. I do think Louisville has the draw.
Yeah, to say it. I got at least.
This Louisville thing is big time, you know.
Like,
so.
Again, you forget, like, again, poor Jack has to – clip this. That Cardinal bird means something.
Yeah,
to be on somebody's recruiting offer list.
Absolutely.
A visit to Louisville. When they say, "What schools did you visit?" Mm-hmm. Louisville, Texas, Kent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, sorry, Jack. Did you have to report that?
I know. Yeah, sorry, you got to report back, Jack. But
there's an exercise, Steve, that I did last night, and it came because of us talking about Marcus Carr and the ceiling, right?
Right.
Okay. You know, because Marcus Carr is ceiling conversation. With or without Marcus Carr, you are relying on, to have a good year, you are relying on improvement out of your players.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing.
I need your top 5. I need you to list your 5 on who you need to improve the most, which means we're going to take out Mike James, mm-hmm. L. Ellis, Matt Cross.
Yeah.
We're talking about returning players.
Might only be 5.
Yeah, right. It gets close. But I want you to list it on your 5.
Okay.
I think we'll do our... Okay, I want to do the number one most guy you need to improve the most.
Okay.
Now, like I said, I did it last night, just kind of, you know, spitballing it, whatever. Give me your number one.
Number one.
Callers, also, this is open to you. We won't get through all of them before we hit the commercial break, but I want to know Steve's opinion on this. I want to know most people's opinion about, you know, who do you think we need to, that it needs to have the biggest jump for us to be, you know, a big-time team?
I think Sam. Yeah, I think Sam Williamson would be my number one.
81-50, 93-9, 38-31, 93-9. You can get them in here on a text. Elaborate on that, please.
Well, I think Sam possesses he can do things, or he has a ceiling, I think, that is ability that no one else has. That he has an ability.
What?
Like, okay, like, for instance, his size at his position, the way he can shoot, the way he can score from the mid-range, he can knock down the three when he wants to. If he improved perimeter game, getting to the basket, you know, he rebounds extremely well. Like, other teams are going to have 6'9 Jalen Withers. You know, other teams are going to have big men like Malik Williams. You know, I mean, Malik may be better at some things. Jalen may be better at some things. Sam's the type of player, though, that there are games that if he's playing at his highest potential, there are games where other teams are going to go, well, we don't have anybody that can do that is that size. Like, I mean, we don't – like, Sam has that Florida State vibe, you know. Like, if you put him in a Florida State jersey, he looks like a guy we'd be like, God, I don't know, what is that? What the hell is that? He shoots it. He scores. He can get to the basket. He's got 20 rebounds. Like, you know, like that. That's something that Sam does. Sam has the vibe of a guy who can take you to a Final Four. It's like when I go to a Final Four, I imagine guys like Sam Williamson. Like, you're like, okay, that's what I need.
He needs somebody else to get him open.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But I mean, that's because
A question. Not.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a point guard.
I'm just kind of picking apart, like, when he gets the ball, can he take somebody off the dribble? Can he jab step?
Well, that's where I think you're going to have improvement. Because if he improves,
does he have a first step?
Kind of. I mean, not a great one, but again, that's why I say I put him number one, because that would be the improvement he would have to make.
You know, last night I had Sam at number two. But I guess I'm mad at him right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I shouldn't be begging for a first step as a junior on Sam.
Yeah.
So I'm mad at him right now.
That's fair.
Brian, what say you?
I agree with your assessment of Sam in the sense that I've said it from the time that he got here that he could be a difference maker, just because you don't, like you said, you don't get those 6'7 wings that can do that on every team. But I'm also big on Jalen. I know you guys like to kind of play hardball with him, and I know it's partly because you think he's capable of more. But I do think that he is a guy that if he has the season that I think he's capable of, he could be off to the NBA draft after this season.
You know, last night I had JJ Trainer.
Yeah.
And I need you to talk me out of the importance of the athlete. Like, tell me now that you don't need – somebody like lurking around the back in the zone, the alley-oop, the catch off the rim, the athleticism, the transition athleticism of JJ Trainer. Because right now I don't feel like, outside of Mike James, you know, I don't feel like just a pure, raw, we can have somebody that, you know, just can impact the game athletically.
Yeah,
like again, it's a different world when Ray Spalding started using his athleticism, you know.
Yeah.
I felt like the world changed.
Yeah But I mean, I think that's why I went with Sam too, because like, Sam's not a barely can dunk guy. Like, Sam had some putbacks his freshman year last year. Like, there's a video they put out just the other day where Sam has a block in practice where he's halfway up the white. Like, I mean, Sam's a hell of an athlete. Like, I mean, he's a big-time athletic player. JJ is too. JJ's potential is probably best athlete on the team.
Maybe that's why I'm like, why I need a big time growth out of you.
You know what I think it is for me? I think that I trust Jalen and Malik and those guys.
And you know, it's funny you say that because I was going to ask you. I know Mike James is a freshman, but I trust his motor.
Yeah.
To do a lot of the things Sam was doing last year.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. Argument could be made. Yeah.
And he might be able to play better defense.
Sure, sure. Matt Cross can shoot better. We know that. I mean, those arguments could be made for Sam as well. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think with JJ, it's almost like, and maybe it's because I see Sam as a starter and I see JJ coming off the bench this year. So it's like, maybe that's why in my brain I just go number one. But, I mean, I could also flip it around and go, yeah, if J.J. Traynor has some massive summer where you're like, whoa. Yeah, I mean, he's another one. It's like, dude, that's.
Okay, Sam's your number one. Who's your number two?
J.J. would probably be my number two because I think that the reason I put him ahead of Jalen is because Jalen was essentially a double-double machine last year. So, like, he gave us quite a bit. So if you give me that again, it's pretty solid. JJ is, for one, he's insurance of the I word. But if something happened with one of the bigs or if the bigs don't get back as well. But to what you said, I mean, just JJ's kind of got that Ray Spalding feel. Like you feel like you can put JJ at the top of a 1-2-2. You feel like you can put him, you know, in the back of a 2-2-1, you know, something where he could actually make some moves and he can recover. I mean, he had one of the best plays of the year was the block against Kentucky that nobody remembers because nobody got back with him. And I think Mintz or somebody just picked it up and put it in. So you're like, oh, it's no big deal. But, I mean, that transition block was incredible.
Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys? As a fan, I'm not worried about any of the players. I'm worried about the coaching staff and the new guy inserting his energy in there because I don't want to see the same old lackadaisical playing at the end of the games as last year. So I'm going to say I'm going to see improvement out of the coaching staff. And I'll hang up the rest of the box. I'll talk to you later.
Chuck, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's fair. I'll give him that. Usually he can be kind of a negative Nancy, but I will give him that. Yeah, because we have been promised a bill of goods.
Some pep to the offense.
So I want to see that come to pass.
Who's your number two, Brian?
My number two, I think I'm gonna go with Jalen. Just because, like, exactly what I just said. I think if we can move him back to his natural position of the four, I think instead of having to play the five, so this is contending, or I guess on Malik staying healthy. If Malik can stay healthy and Jalen can play his natural spot at the four, I think he'll be one of the best fours in the ACC.
Malik is my number three. Malik is my number three. He was almost my number two, right?
Okay.
Malik Williams.
Because I'll say I have him low. Okay. So I'm curious to hear what you have to say.
Here's the thing. Malik he's been in so many good positions, body-wise, on the court, high IQ. One of my biggest disappointments, this is along Plumber Chuck's line, Malik does not have a comfortable jump hook.
Yeah.
You've played with Stephen Enoch for, what, two seasons?
Yeah.
You played with Enoch for two seasons.
Yeah, two full, yeah.
I have yet to see you just turn around and jump hook to the glass.
Sure.
From the block. I you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I think he's done it.
Steve, Malik does not. You're not confident.
I mean, getting a bucket on the block. Yeah, that's fair.
At all. I mean, it looks like it's struggle for him to go from catching I mean, if he's wide open, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
But you know, even his load up is so slow. It's like, you know, it's slow. You're like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
I'm not – like, the simple positions he's in, I'm not comfortable. We're going to get the bucket out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like if he improved his offensive game.
Right.
Offensive game. That's
fair.
The simple yeah. stuff. I'm like, Malik has left eight, 9 points a game. Like, when Malik plays, he leaves 8 or 9 points a game on – you know, just speed, just like I said, he's getting the ball in positions where he should be able to score. You should be able to take two dribbles to the middle and jump up, you know, jump yeah. up. And like, I understand his, you can see the way he jumps, that whenever he's in traffic, he's protecting his legs.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
So I'm like, if I get a comfortable on the block, we should know what's coming by now.
Yeah.
With Malik, we don't have any idea what he's going to try.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, two dribbles and make a decision. You know, two dribbles, jump hook, two dribbles, pass it, you know? I just want to see that part. Yeah. Like, if I get a big – and again, the reason that was almost a two is because that's something developable, you know?
Oh, sure.
That's something that
sure.
can be developed.
Sure.
Fast.
Uh-huh.
You know, a focused – a focused 5 months of that.
Well, that's all he's been able to do.
That's my point.
Yeah, so I mean, that might add to
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like on that video, okay, he throws a little jump hook, like right in front of the rim, but it's not really like a hook. It's just like putting it in.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, you need to be at a distance where somebody's blocked, you know,
yeah.
where you have to actually shoot it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go shoot. Up and over, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just kind of like putting it up into the rim. I'm like, okay, now, of course, that's just a clip. Look, Troy probably thought that was just good slow motion video, but
right.
the fundamental nature of that is a bad shot, you know, is a bad thing to practice.
Yeah.
Especially for Malik, you know. So, because again, Malik's value as a shooter is only legit as if he can score it when he's close to the basket. Otherwise, we might as well put Matt Cross in.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree
and
with
just
that.
Just try, you know,
yeah,
go Jalen, Matt Cross, and you know what I'm saying, a bunch of, you know, tall guys and kind of go full army if he can't score that around the basket.
I encourage people to go watch Roosevelt Wheeler film too. He can move. Like, he can move.
I just wasn't allowed to.
But I know we weren't allowed to use him. But I just my mind went there.
I tell you what, we were running over. We got to take our last commercial break.
Yeah, that's fine.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 81.50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I'll take a second to kind of give a somewhat apology. I didn't want to go down the whole road of lists and rankings. You know, that wasn't my intention. The original point kind of in that conversation was, you know, just kind of to pick out the top couple of guys who you know, you're relying on improvement out of your team. You're expecting improvement out of your team. I just kind of wanted to point out who we would most be focused on improving and who would need that. So because we had an abbreviated show, I wanted to make sure, you know, I jumped around again. This show is probably
the conversation, the Butch Beard conversation, is probably more old news. If you listen to this show, you know, within the last 3 years, the Butch Beard conversation is pretty much everything we've been talking about for the longest. You know, there's particular people with particular gripes, you know, but it to me, it did not represent a massive fan base gripe. It's just, you know, a couple things where you say, okay, everybody can have an opinion on it, but it's not like, you know, it's not worth rabble rousing over. You know, it's just, you know, hey, it's something that can be worked out. It's not past it, you know, it's not past, you know, I don't know what the word to use, but you get my point. Like, it's not something I would be wanting. I would want to sit around and back and forth about. I don't know who you know, who really would. Just, you know, again, you can have an opinion, you know, on certain aspects of the conversation, but like I said, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Sam Williamson made his acting debut.
It's pretty awesome.
Which character did you like the most?
Oh, the grandpa.
The grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa Sam, man. That was a funny video, kind of playing off the LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was funny to kind of see Sam's personality, too. It was like, that's pretty good.
Got to be a couple different characters. Video work was clean.
No, it was good. It was very good. I mean, honestly, the biggest stuff yesterday that's kind of went overlooked and not been talked about as much is Coach Satterfield.
Coach Satterfield.
What about Coach Satterfield yesterday talking about the deepest line he's maybe ever had in his years of coaching? I mean, that's a pretty big deal, right?
Listen, I don't know who that guy was that they stuck on that conference call.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Scott Satterfield.
Fair enough.
This is the first time. And no, coach. No. No green screen for you. I'm not doing the Calipari post-game green screen. No.
It doesn't look clean.
We
man.
Don't do the green screen, coach. Not here. That's Kentucky post-game. Listen, after they get blasted by Notre Dame.
I'm just got like this grainy head moving, like floating head. It's like,
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I didn't care for that either.
This is not Max Headroom from 1988.
There's Satterfield's floating head. Talking
listen,
about the line.
Cool. Rocco, no.
You tell him.
Coach Satterfield, no more. No more. Louisville fans, listen, if y'all do anything for me, if I could get y'all to do one assignment today, just hashtag no.
No, don't get them. We don't need it. Listen, they don't need any more attacks on the from former players, please.
No,
yeah.
Listen, I know he meant well.
No, I know.
I didn't like Cahill doing the blurred background. Yeah. When he did his announcement.
I didn't mind that. That was his home. He was at home.
Go to it.
Just on the crapper. Just Cahill. Coach Fennell. Well, you know, I'm excited to be in here.
You get what I'm saying? Listen, I don't want the green screens.
Fair enough.
No green screens.
Okay.
You enough. Agree with that?
Yes, I agree.
And
the coming from the guy who
what?
Blatantly uses a green screen.
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, sorry. I don't want to. It's like, I don't want to pro wrestling you. Like, no, he's actually at the M Center.
What do you mean?
No, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm not. Look, the running back situation.
That wasn't Coach Satterfield.
Okay.
That was an imposter.
Fair enough.
You're not doing the Rick Pitino that's the greatest shooter I've ever seen in a high school gym.
I mean, no, because I thought he was critical on some spots. But what I heard.
I don't know. Like, okay, we have big concerns about the defensive line.
Well, he was talking about the offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, defensive line, he said like.
But he sounded a little more confident in the defensive line than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a guy. I mean, that whole defense, he was like, and we might add a piece. Like, no, I think we got probably the best defense I've had.
He was hype about the offensive line.
Yes. And then the running back situation.
Mitchell. Did you like hearing that?
Yes. What he talked about Mitchell, what he talked about Hassan Hall being what he was 2 years ago, finally. When he talked about
Travion Cooley.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When he said Cooley, he's like, Cooley is a guy who's, yeah, dude, he just needs experience.
Who did he say, wide receiver and running
DeRozier.
Back?
Yeah, Greg DeRozier said that that's going to – and that's a name we heard all spring, you know, and it's like, who is that?
I liked hearing Harold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. But last time we did that, we went, who is Marshawn Ford? Who's Marshawn Ford? Like, I remember that whole spring that they keep mentioning Marshawn Ford. Who's this? And then it was like, oh, that's Marshawn Ford. Now, Marshawn Ford is one of the three best tight ends in the ACC going to ACC Media Day with the team. So, pardon me if I'm buying into the Greg DeRozier conversation. Well, okay, yeah, let's check him out. The receivers, he sounded a little bit like, I think.
We'll see. Wait and see.
We'll see. We got the ability, but.
Listen, man, the receiver position is you got to make a – like, okay – the receiver position is like the free throw,
mm-hmm.
The pressure free throw.
Yeah.
You only get three opportunities for the pressure moment, mm-hmm. You know? Like, think about it. You know, these guys, these receivers on this team, they can have five catches.
Yeah.
For 130 yards, right?
Sure.
That's an awesome day for our receivers. Five catches, 130 yards. Every time that ball's in the air for a deep, you know, for a 20 yards or more,
right.
which we do some big strike, you know.
Absolutely.
He schemes for some big strikes.
Oh, he 100% does.
Right? So if you only get five opportunities, that's like five pressure free throws where the whole game, your whole, whether you have a good game or bad game, win or lose, comes down to five catches by your wide receivers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Opportunity. Justin Marshall, size, speed, athleticism, you got the look, everything. You got open, you didn't adjust to that ball in the air, you dropped it.
Does it worry you that we don't, outside of Marshall, it doesn't feel like we have a big threat, you know, height-wise? I mean.
That doesn't mean.
Okay, because, I'm not saying it doesn't either.
I don't want Malik throwing jump balls anyway.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough, because Braden Smith, Shea Wirtz, Huggins Bruce, Tyler Harrell.
Wirtz is going to be a kicker. Is a punt returner?
They say he's just a dynamic athlete. Like, he played quarterback at Georgia Southern. They said he's just a guy you got to get on the field.
I was going to ask you the question. This year's special teams. Rajay Burns. Until that last game, when the ball's in the air, you and I are breath holders when the ball's in the air on a punt.
Yeah.
Because you maybe the whole Louisville fan base.
No, absolutely.
When a punt's in the air and we're fielding a punt, right?
Just catch it.
Just catch
it. We'll just start from there.
Yeah. Rajay was one of those, I'm going to just catch it and –
yeah,
he never tried to run, right?
I mean, he did
three,
a couple
four times.
But I think he took one to the house, got called back. And, you know.
Are you okay? Do you want a punt return threat?
Did I not say Jordan Watkins? Oh man, well if I didn't, Jordan Watkins for sure. Yeah. He might be the stud.
I thought we said his name.
I might not.
But maybe assumed. Yeah, of course, Jordan Watkins. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean,
do you want some punt returns?
Yeah, I do. I
meant to ask you this because I was watching the game last night, Steve.
I do miss even talking with Charles earlier. Charles was he was right in that age where he was breaking in when the blackout game happened. He's a West Virginia guy, and I was talking to him about Trent Guy, and I was like, man, you know, we had Broderick Clark and you had Zeke Parker and Trent Guy and I mean the name, you know, Juwan Spillman when he was here. It was like we always had dudes that could take it to the house. And it's like, I feel like recently we make players that would be out of this world.
Keep going.
but not so much. But it was,
where's my equipment
at? Yeah. But here's the thing. Jair was to an extent. I am kind of back on that train.
You need a punt returner.
I want to see guys that can even if it costs me a little bit.
That's what I'm asking you.
Now, if they're just totally reckless, no. Like, Tutu felt reckless. I'll be honest. When they put him back there a little bit, he just felt reckless. Like, I don't want a guy that's reckless.
My favorite all-time punt returner is Arnold Jackson. Mm-mm. And he was reckless.
Yeah, but he was.
Zeke Parker, too.
Yeah,
he told. He told them, I'm never going to call a fair catch.
You're right.
Arnold Jackson went his whole career and never caught a fair catch.
That was like we played, and I was on the second line when I was in high school. So I never really got to return kicks. The coach told me before the game, I'll never forget it. We were up at, were we at Central Hardin? I can't remember where we was. We was at Hardin County somewhere. And he said, they squib it over to you, over to that side almost every time. Your side or the other side. He told us, me and the other guy, he said, fair catch it. I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. You know, as soon as that ball come up, I was like, fair catching this. I never get to return kicks. I ran up on it, caught it as I was getting hit. I made it like another 15 yards, you know, or whatever. Uh-huh. But, dude.
There was no way you were going
to. I immediately got up, looked to the sideline, you know, and he's just
okay,
like.
Okay, when he said it to you, did you plan on running it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my eyes. That's why he said fair catch, because I think he saw my eyes. It was like, they kicked to us? Oh, boy. I'm about to take this back, and I was not nimble-footed. Travion Samuel taking that kick to the house against Clemson. Right. Hassan Hall is a good punt returner when healthy. Trent Guy was a problem. Ernest Givens. Jair scared me because if he gets injured, our defense is done. Fair enough. It was like,
that's a good point.
Save him.
No, Jair, I'm like, you run that ball.
No, I know. But yeah, I know. I know what you're saying, though, and I'm 100%
with you. Yeah, because towards the end, listen, Rajay, I started like, especially when Satterfield's team is moving, when his offense is moving the ball, I'm like, yeah, put Rajay.
Spillman was awesome.
Put Rajay out there. Call that fair catch as soon as the ball gets kicked.
Kicked him off for smoking weed. Hey, Crackthorpe was like, oh, my God, he smokes weed. Yes. Yes, Steve. Welcome to college football, Steve. Did they not have weed in Tulsa? Jesus. Yeah, who was that? Corvin Lamb. Yeah, that was a good one.
Good old Crackthorpe.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm with you. We got to get I want to see some returns this year. And go after some punts.
Block.
Yeah, go after punts.
I hate blocking punts.
Go after some.
I hate that.
In situations.
When we get those penalties, man, it kills me. I hate giving the team a fresh four.
I know.
I hate giving the team a fresh four.
But here's my thing. If I was a coach, I would have a 30-yard rule, or 35. If they're on their own 35 or back, I'm going after it. That's how I would play it. I'm going after it every time because I'm not killing myself. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm a beamer ball guy. Like, no, look, give me 35 and back. We're going after it. We're coming.
I do enjoy it,
and I'll let it be known. Like, we're coming. Hey, bro, you better kick the ball because we coming. And if one of my guys hits you, I really don't care. Like, even though I'm telling him, like, if you're going to hit him, you better block it. But I don't want him to know that. I want him kicking that ball going, I'm probably going to get hit.
Did you see DJ?
Would you rather try to stop Derrick Henry stiff arm or chase down DK Metcalf? Well, I saw this undersized linebacker at Tennessee beat Derrick Henry stiff arm, so Jalen did, dude. Didn't he just go right through Derrick Henry? Get the freak off me, jackass.
That's a good video to put in your resume.
I know. That was awesome. All right. That was good. Good show.
Keep the power on, please, next time. See you tomorrow, y'all. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.